listening to National Rock Review.
Joining me today here on the National Rock Review is Heidi Shepherd of Butcher Babies. They have a full-length release coming out, Take It Like a Man, on 8/21. The first release from that is going to be called Monster Ball. Heidi, thanks for joining us here today.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be chatting with you.
So I can see on your Twitter feed that the band is definitely getting ready for this release and that you've been signing pre-order copies of the new CD. How are the pre-sales going for you?
Oh, we signed 5,000 CDs yesterday.
And so then I guess my next question is, how is your hand?
By the end of the night, one of my fingers, I think, was just not working. but my hand's doing okay.
Good.
But I'm happy that we had that many to sign. And we're hoping to generate a couple more coming up.
Well, a great selling point about this is that you're selling it for $6.66 as a pre-sale. So
yeah.
I love that little marketing gimmick. I think that's great.
Yeah, you know, it's just something fun and just kind of a spoof. You know, we're not Satanists by any means, but you know, it's the metal way.
Absolutely. You know, the first thing that came to my head was Iron Maiden's Number of the Beast. I was like, that's just fantastic. I love it.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and you know, it's kind of cool too, because when it gets out in stores, it's going to be a lot more expensive and, you know, without the signatures on them. So it's a cheap pre-order.
Absolutely. Well, I hope that goes well for you. Let's talk a little bit about the video for Monster Ball. That is an amazingly visual video with a lot of terrific makeup effects. The one thing that kind of comes to my mind, because I love the special effects that you guys used, the zipper effect that was applied to your face.
Yes.
How long did that take to sit in the chair and have that applied?
That was about an hour, maybe even a little bit more. The girl who did my makeup does makeup for Not Scary Farm, the Knott's Berry Farm haunted stuff during Halloween. So she's very pro and she works pretty fast. But that was about an hour because of the zipper. The zipper, I wanted that particular zipper. So I had a pair of old boots. And I cut the zipper off those old boots to glue to my face. it took a little bit of time, but well worth it.
I completely agree. And the fact that she did that in an hour is impressive. What was it like the first time when you got up and you actually saw your makeup all done and now you have this zipper in your face and it looks like you're kind of cut wide open? What was it like to look at yourself that way?
It was really cool. Because I had the idea of it. That's how I wanted it. And I was hoping that she would be able to pull it off. And she did. So when I looked at, I took many selfies afterwards because it was just so cool. My teeth were very white against the red. So that was pretty funny. I was like, wow, my teeth look really white with this. But it was cool.
Correct me if I'm wrong, you have two EPs and one other full length before this one?
Yes.
Okay.
That's correct.
So is there anything different for you or for the band as a whole when you were approaching this release compared to the previous ones?
It's a little different because our fan base has grown immensely, especially since our very first EP. Our very first EP was released in, I think, 2010 or 2011. And we were still just a local LA band. And then with Goliath, as a debut album, you're trying to reach so many people so fast. And we had different management, but our label, they were great about getting it out there. And then with this one, it's been a lot easier because our fan base, as I said, has grown, and word of mouth is just working its magic. I'm driving right now, so so I'm looking at cars coming at me. It's word of mouth has really been incredible with this album release, because people are talking about it. They're using their social media, and I've seen that the word has gotten out a lot faster than with previous albums.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the band and why maybe word of mouth is kind of helping you, because not many bands are fronted by two singers. I'm curious, right. how did you both come to share that space on the stage?
Well, Carla and I were in a band together prior to this where there were five girls singing. Five. It was like heavy metal Spice Girls. It was great. So, and it was.
Please tell me there's pictures somewhere of that.
No, it's all over the place, I'm sure. But so we decided that we wanted to quit that band and create something original and something heavy, but we both wanted to still work together. So we decided to just share that space, and it is so fun and it works so well. I mean, I get to travel the world and do fun stuff with my best friend. And, you know, a lot of people think that two girls in a lead singer position would be very catty, but that's the exact opposite. We work so well together. There's never any drama. It's never, oh, this is my, I want to sing this. We write things for each other's voices. So it works really, really well.
Well, you can certainly see that dynamic in a lot of the videos that are out there. I just find it interesting where normally the personality of the front man or woman of the band tends to be larger than everybody else. And you've got two of these great personalities that are just sharing that space. And it's obvious that you feed off of each other. And I think that probably helps kind of some of the word of mouth that this is something unique and it's worth checking, because you have different vocal styles.
Oh, yeah, very. It's cool to be able to go back and forth with our vocal styles. And then also, you know, with people talking about it, it has its benefits and it has its drawbacks as well. A lot of people are like, two girls in a band? No, never. I don't want anything to do with that. And then some people are like, two girls in a band? I have to know what this is about. So it's a double-edged sword. But for us, we're just having fun. We don't really care. Right. We're just out having a good time.
To be honest with you, I thought I would avoid any of those questions, only because to me it just, having grown up, and I know one of your bigger influences is Wendy O. Williams. I grew up, you know, when Wendy was on the scene. I hate to say that shows my age, but to me it was almost a natural progression. And I was thinking, why aren't other bands using two singers to complement each other like that?
Yes, of course. There are some hardcore metal bands that have two guy singers, but most of the time one of them plays an instrument as well. And the other one's running around the stage. But for us, it's so fun. And the boys also have big personalities too.
Yep.
And so it's such a dynamic feeling up there on stage. It's a big party and everyone's invited.
And you know what? That's a great segue to this question, because when you say everyone's invited, Butcher Babies seems to really connect with their fans. And when I started looking into the band, I followed you on Twitter, and within an hour, I got an actual thank you message for the following of you guys, and to make sure that I was aware of your Facebook page. On Facebook, the band even takes pride in replying to everyone who posts. So I got to ask, who does the majority of that interaction, or is this a rotating thing that everybody in the band takes turns and shares?
Well, to be honest, I do it.
Okay.
It's mostly me. Every now and again, you know, Carla will still post on it, but the majority of the social media stuff is me. I love social media. I started out in social marketing, so for me, it's a natural and easy thing, and I love it. I love having that conversation with our fan base. I love being able to talk to them and being able to see how my music is influencing people and see how they are feeling with our product. Right. So it's a lot of fun. I really, really enjoy talking to our fan base.
Well, Heidi, that kind of is going to lead me a little bit into my next question. And you can answer this as you see fit. And if you want to skip it, that's fine. But in your bio sheet, it mentions that in your last project, Goliath, that you all kind of went to a dark place to kind of to share emotions and to get that out and to create those songs. You're very open and honest about a past with an abusive dad. At what point did you decide you were willing to explore that in a first-person voice? And have you had a moment with the fans where they've connected to that?
Well, that's on not Goliath. That's on Take It Like a Man.
Okay.
To me, it's a hard subject because it was something that I had suppressed and an emotion and an experience I never really wanted to talk about again. But in the writing of our first album, I realized that it was an outlet for me for my own personal therapy. Things that I was able to turn negative experiences into positive. So when it came to writing this about this particular incident, or incidences, many. When it came time to write that, I needed to for myself, and I hope that, you know, someone, just even one person, will hear it and understand that we, you know, someone else has been through it, someone else is going through it, or someone else has been there. You know, that to me is very important. In music and in a band, in my situation, we have a voice. We have a voice that to show people that they're not alone, and we have to use it. It would cheapen it if we weren't honest about who we are.
Well, I for one just want to kind of applaud you for using it in the first person voice instead of third person, where somebody says, "Wow, she really understands me," but and has a good understanding. But using it from that first person point of view really. That takes a lot of guts, so congratulations on that. I hope
Thanks.
It works out for you.
I'm terrified for my dad to hear it, to be honest. I don't know if he'll actually listen to it, but I am absolutely terrified for him too.
Well, you know, it's out there now, and
yep.
And there's no
but,
disputing
you know,
your.
Like I said, I need it to for me.
Exactly, and that's the important thing. It's for you, not and it's for you and for the fans. And if he gets it, he gets it. But
exactly. I'm 30 years old. You know, it's like it's about time that I got rid of that holding over my head.
Well, good for you on that. There's no good segue for here, so I'm just going to bring up the fact that with Plasmatics and Wendy O. Williams, the band's name, Butcher Babies, actually comes from a title of one of her songs.
Yes, absolutely.
So I got to ask, how did you actually discover the Plasmatics and Wendy O. Williams?
Well, when growing up, I wasn't really allowed to listen to heavy music or hard rock or even punk or any of it. So I was a natural rebellious kid. And I found things that I liked, and I would do research and look back to where they all came from. When I was a kid, I discovered heavy metal, and I looked back and I found Blue Oyster Cult. So for me, that was something where I was, I loved the punk and the metal. And I looked back and I'm, oh, what girls do this? Girls, right. Girls should do this too, you know? And what girls became or were before me? And that's how I found Wendy O. And actually, in Carla, in our old band, we used to cover Butcher Baby. So, you know, we found a great love for Wendy O. Williams and her, and what she did for females in this genre.
Absolutely. And considering I'm considerably older than you, and I grew up in that punk era, I think you've done Wendy well. I think she'd be proud.
Thank you. I hope so.
So one last question before I let you go. For people who listen to the band or who are going to discover you for the first time, there is no dispute that you can wreak havoc with your voice. How do you maintain that voice and hit the performance like that, and then can have a normal conversation like this?
A lot of sleep. A lot of sleep and a lot of tea. I drink on the road. We drink a lot of tea. It's definitely a muscle. You have to work out that muscle for it to, you know, to work every day. And it took a lot of training, but to do it and be healthy with it and not damage my voice. But it's pretty easy to maintain nowadays. At the beginning, I lost my voice very often, but it's pretty easy nowadays.
That's great. Well, August 21st, Take It Like a Man comes out. You can pre-order now. Why don't you tell fans how they can find you guys on Twitter, Facebook, and even how to pre-order this album?
You know, the pre-order you can get at butcherbabies.net, and you can find us on Twitter just at butcherbabies, or Instagram just at butcherbabies, or Facebook it'd be butcherbabies music.
Great. Well, we'll make sure to include those links in our article. And Heidi, thanks for your time, and hope for continued success.
Thank you very much, and good luck with that tornado.
Yeah, well, we need you in Boston. That's what we need. Yeah. I need Butcher Babies in Boston.
Yes, we'll be there. All soon.
All right, great. Thanks for the time, Heidi.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.